welcome to Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
This is Catapult Shots, and I'm Jessen, and I'm here with...
Sean from Missing Minds.
We're currently at IndiePopCon. Can you tell me about what you do?
I have a YouTube channel where I have a bunch of art-related stuff. Usually I have speed paint, so I take what I've worked on, I recorded that.
Okay, so I believe he was in the middle of saying something before he was interrupted by a loud voice in the sky.
Thank you, God. So I record what I work on, and I speed it up typically 60, 80 times faster than normal. And then I put it, and then like edit all the bad stuff, and then, so I look good. And then... put it up, and then I do tutorials on a few things. I'm actually working on a study course on how to do storytelling.
Oh, nice.
Kind of really wanted to do that when I watched a documentary on Bob Ross. I kind of got inspired to do more teaching and stuff like that. Don't want to be a teacher, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a school setting and have less power than I did when I was a student.
Yeah.
But I also do voice acting stuff on there. I wanted to get back into that, but life, you know, being crazy, unpredictable. I had to put that off for a little while. I do also have a webcomic that I'm getting back to after PopCon, because I spent, even though you can't see it because it's an audio thing that we're using, but this piece right here that I worked on, 175 hours.
Oh, wow.
So it's an Overwatch piece, has all the original characters and stuff, and I love that game. So, and I live stream and I work on stuff while then just... Basically, my live streams are just chill, kind of like podcasts if people show up, and I'm really just drawing so you have a visual thing. Sometimes I play games, mostly I'm just drawing or I'm teaching people how to do things and stuff like that.
Nice.
But yeah, mostly I just like to help people when it comes to art and all that stuff. I think that's mostly all that I do online, is voice acting, the art, sometimes a gameplay thing.
Yeah.
But really, I started doing it back in 14 because I was disabled and I needed a job. And so then I did YouTube full-time for a while. That actually went kind of well. Then it just, like, kind of faded away. So then, but now everything's better for me, so I have a real job and I just do this more of a, like, want to keep my passion going. So.
Okay.
Otherwise, I go crazy.
Well, would you like to talk about the process of doing a YouTube recording? Because that's...
How I do it?
Yeah. How long does it take to get set up in that sort of a situation? Because it seems like there's a steep buy-in and a large setup.
Well, I'm like extremely cheap, and so basically I try to find any program. Because what I do is that I take a program like OBS. It's a very good program. There's also one called XSplit. That one's also free, but they have like a premium thing so that you can pay money each month and get like extra features.
Okay.
I just stick with OBS because it works great for me and it has a lot of good features and all that stuff. And then, so I use that to record. I also use that to broadcast. So what I do is that the expensive part was actually like my video editor. But I already had the video editor before I started doing like all that stuff because I went to art school and I got a degree in media arts and animation. So even though I did still spend $300 on a creative suite, that's still $300 cheaper than the regular price.
Yeah.
So that's probably, you can still find all sorts of stuff that's like either cheap or free. Like if you know who Yahtzee Croshaw is, he uses Windows Movie Maker.
Oh, really?
For all of his stuff. So, I mean, there's ways you can figure out how to do it cheaply. And so then, I already have Photoshop, and I taught myself how to use Photoshop. So basically what I do is that to set up like how I want to record it, typically it's just the Photoshop window, and that's it, because I don't want any other stuff. I'll add other stuff later on when I'm editing. Record what I'm doing. Sometimes I'll wait until I'm completely done with a piece, If I'm making a Photoshop, I'll wait until I'm done with the piece before I start editing the footage and stuff. But like a piece like the one that took me 175 hours, as I'm working on it, sometimes I'll put the videos together and like shorten them up and everything. But that's like that's basically how a speed paint one goes. Sometimes I'll add like little like animation things. Like I have a little info head that I call it. It's
just cool.
It's like a cartoon of my head, and it floats in sometimes. Like music by this, or I kind of screwed up my recording here. So that's why it looks a little weird.
Kind of like a Mr. Clippy.
Yeah, pretty much that's exactly what it is. And with gameplays, it's kind of similar. It's just fewer steps. Set up game, set up your recording thing, record you playing. I didn't have a webcam when I was doing that at the time, so I didn't bother with that stuff. I did it in two different ways. There was live commentary that I did, and then I did where like I would play the game, and then I would set, like, put into my video editor, and then I would commentate me playing the game, but I would do it in a way that made it seem like it was live. I actually had people be like, that wasn't live? I was like,
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
And then a voice acting video is actually the easiest one to do. Got to have a mic, got to have a recording thing, you got to have something to edit it together. And I actually use a video editor to make my voice videos. And it's so like a speed paint would take, like say a picture took me 8 hours. So that's 8 hours, and it's about maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours to do the editing and stuff. And then posting it online. So like 10 hours of speed painting taking. A let's play, I would play for like an hour, so then that's like four episodes we do in 15 minutes. So then the way that I did it is I didn't do a whole lot of editing. So 1 hour, and then maybe like a half hour to like cut things up and maybe do a little bit of adjustments and stuff like that. Or maybe an extra hour if I were doing commentating over my let's plays. And then render it and then post it. Voice acting video, typically a half hour. Because I would write a very short script. Because these were more like 15-second videos or something like that. Maybe a minute. And then, so I'll just record me saying the lines that I wrote. Sometimes I would do like six takes. I'm kind of like Kubrick when it comes to that. I gotta get it right.
Yeah.
I'll do it 175 times. So that's basically like some voice acting ones were very easy to make. It's just trying to do the voice acting part was the hardest part because it is very much a mental thing. But that's basically how my process was when it came to a lot of the videos I made.
Nice.
And now when I live stream, I have OBS and XSplit open.
Oh really?
Because I have OBS broadcasting and XSplit recording. Because I have a bunch of like stuff that's on my screen when it's live streaming to other people. So like there's the stream title, there's like the chat you can see on the screen, all this stuff. I don't want that in my videos.
Yeah.
So that's why I have XSplit recording the actual Photoshop, so then I can take that and edit that stuff out.
Yes.
That's pretty much my process with pretty much everything that I do, and then I do my webcomic and stuff like that, and then I'm working on a book. And I just can't seem to not do something.
Yeah. I definitely understand that, unfortunately. Well, you mentioned you have a YouTube channel. Any media you want to pimp out real quick?
Well,
where people can find you?
I Twitch under the same name, Missing Minds. My webcomic is at theperfectroommate.com. And it's the perfect. Perfect is P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T. Yeah, I can spell. And then roommate. Because there's a cat and girl in it. So there's lots of puns.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I have a Twitter at MST3KMan. Love that show. To die for. Best show ever.
It is.
Those are really the main things. And then I have like an art station, which is like my gallery. I believe it's like artstation.com/MrBuckaloo. MrBuckaloo. That's my last name.
Okay.
So, those are pretty much the main places that I'm at all the time. Every day I'm on Twitch, typically around between, I would say 8:30 is usually when I start, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then I just go until I don't feel like it. So, depending on how many people show up, it could be 1 hour, it could be 5 hours.
Yeah.
It just depends on the turnout.
Nice.
But yeah, those are pretty much all the places that I'm at. And then I also have a Patreon called Missing Minds if people want to donate a dollar to help keep me going. I mean, I don't, it's a tip jar, so I can't really like give you anything for it. It's more it's more of a thing like if you give me money, I can give you more content on a regular type of thing. That and I tried doing the reward thing and I'm not good at it. It's hard.
It is. It is.
That's pretty much everything that involves me.
Well, thanks a lot.
This has been Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.